So Jesse's boyfriend surprised her with the trip. However, it's not what you think, or at least for her, it's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning, Jesse.
Yes, this is Jesse.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for allowing us to reach out to you. Can you walk us through kind of what you sent us and what the issue is?
Well, I sent you a message that I've been dating this guy for about 8 months.
Uh-huh.
And this past weekend, he surprised me with a trip to Mexico for my birthday in a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
That's very cool.
That's kind of big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty big. And the problem is I was going to break up with him.
Oh, like, oh no.
Wow.
Okay.
Obviously, so, he didn't get the message.
No, he's not picking up those lines.
No, I mean, I guess he thinks everything is okay, but he bought me the trip and it's not refundable.
Oh.
Okay, so part of you is like, you have a moral compass. I get that.
Right. So I guess I'm just wondering if I should go and break up with him later, or like, you know, it's paid for, so it's not like I would mind going. On the other hand, I don't know. I guess it's wrong if I'm going to, like, know I'm going to break up with him.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I would feel, like, guilty.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a big act to put up because there may be expectations.
Oh, gosh.
Going to Mexico together.
I mean, you could always go and then stage a big fight while you're there, so it's not like your fault.
Well, that's an idea.
Oh, wow. Oh, I don't know.
I just tossed that out, Jesse. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's an interesting predicament.
There's going to be a camp, though, that's going to be like, pull out now, and then he can find someone else to take with him.
Yeah.
There's that camp.
How awkward would that...
Maybe I feel a little funny about him taking someone else with him on this nice romantic trip.
Not necessarily like a girl, like a friend, a buddy, something, unless it's like a super romantic place.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Do you want to go to Cozumel with me? And
how soon is the trip?
It's a couple of weeks.
No. Okay. That's not a lot of time.
Well, I tell you what, we're getting some people texting in.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can give you a direction in which to go. Maybe some things to think about as that trip nears. Hopefully we can help you out.
Oh, that is awkward. I feel bad.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people kind of saying you got to break up with them now. However, got a text from our listener, Trina, said younger me would say, go and break up with him later.
But as an adult, you have to make the adult decision.
Not right to go knowing you're going to break up. So Mexico, huge step in a relationship.
Yeah.
He could be even planning to propose.
Oh, it's been 8 months.
Would you think, though?
Maybe. I mean,
how could one person be so clueless,
like, this is
though?
My future, and the other one's,
and
like,
the other one's
no,
like, yeah, no,
I'm out. I got 1 foot out the door.
I feel like he's got to know something's amiss, right? Unless he's just that dense, in which case he deserves to be broken up with.
Really? He deserves to be broken up with?
I jest.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, unless she's just... we don't know the inner workings of their relationship.
No, we don't.
And obviously, he feels like this could be a couple things. This could be a Hail Mary. Like, he's feeling her maybe
pulling away. Yeah, and so he's like, hey, let's do this.
I'm going to do a grand gesture and win her over and really solidify this thing.
All right, 502-795-1997. You can send us a voice note. Tell us what you're thinking. Or text us. Maybe you've been in a relationship where your partner did kind of toss a Hail Mary trip out there. Did it work? Did it? Because maybe she's thinking, I want to break up with him. She goes on the trip and goes, you know what? I'm going to reconsider.
Could be.
I mean, maybe they reconnect.
Unless, because we didn't probe too far into, like, well, what makes you think that?
No, she told us isn't before we called her, yeah, that she only had a couple minutes to chat. So,
yeah, I wish we had a little bit more time. I would have asked some more probing questions, like, okay, what about him? Sealing the deal, like, you know, that this is not your person, you're ready to just
I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a chance. I don't know. 502-795-1997.
The romantic in me is saying, go, maybe there's a chance. He seems like a good guy who got her trip to Mexico.
All right. Group therapy. We'll take some of your comments and stories next on 997 DJX. So we're going to cut to the chase with Jessica in the comments section on Facebook, who says, with a question like this, if you have to ask, you already know the right answer. You don't just like it and you want someone else to, you just don't like it and you want someone else to tell you it's okay to be the jerk. Don't be the jerk. Do the right thing. Break up with him now before the trip to Mexico. Either he finds a friend to go with or he gets a kick butt solo vacation out of it.
Brennan is rolling into the chat on the text line. As a guy, I would prefer she go, even if we break up later. If she breaks up before the trip, there's not enough time to find someone new to go. Plus, I wouldn't want to go anymore if I was going alone, and then all that money was just wasted. Also, she might want to dig deep and think about why she wants to break up. Going on the trip might confirm her reasons, or she might reconsider.
You know, I am almost in that camp of, as a guy, I mean, unless the vibes are totally off, where it's just awkward, 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 and all that. You know, Trina rolls in again and says, babies don't save relationships and neither do trips to Mexico. I get that.
Okay.
Trina's gone through the school of hard knocks.
Sure.
She gets it.
Yep. Stacy, though, says, I say go and see how the trip turns out. You never know. This may be what you need to kind of solidify the relationship or give you exact clarity that he is in fact not the person. She said, my mom turned down my dad twice for a trip. Granted, it was only to Gatlinburg back in the 50s, but she turned him down twice. She finally went and they were married 56 years.
Interesting.
So who knows? And that's from Stacy, the therapist.
Yeah, this is kind of divided. Like, if you look on the comments on Facebook, a lot of people are saying you got to break up with him now. You can't use him to take a trip to Mexico. Think about it this way. Are you, Jesse, are you going to have fun if you go?
Yes.
No, like, knowing what you know. And I go back to what I said earlier in that maybe she'll reconsider and, like, see something else and different in him that
That's
she didn't
thing.
Before.
That's the thing that we don't know. Like, I wish we had a little bit more time to probe, like, how sure are you on the whole I'm going to break up with him thing? Because if she was like, I'm thinking about it, I'm kicking around the idea. But if there could be, you know, a reason to investigate that more, go on the trip, like they said, you might see him in a whole new light. This might be, you know, the thing that changes your mind completely and shows you, oh, he is my person, or just gives you that clarity that 100% I am not going to continue in this relationship.
Yeah. Amy rolls in on the text and says, I hope he listens and breaks up with her.
Okay. Ouchie. Trina's like, I'm free. Tell him I can go. Trina's like, I volunteer's tribute.
Okay, how, Trina, think about that before you speak for a second. How awkward would that be?
Especially if it's like a romantic
trip,
right?
I know.
Room's romantic.
Right, there's
like
a single bed.
Right? Oh,
yeah, king size bed.
Hey. Like a heart.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Oh, well, but yeah, it's going to come down to, all right, like, what are your true feelings about that? If you are definitely like, I'm out, this guy is absolutely not the one, then you've got to cut and run.
You just got to say, hey, I know that you put a lot of time and effort and money into this trip.
But if you're still kind of like,
I don't feel right taking it.
Then go on the trip and see if it gives you the clarity you need or changes your mind and be like, you know what? He's a great guy.
You know what? All she's going to hear from this is go on the trip.
Probably. And then let us know how it goes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I think this is bad advice, but whatever.
Well, we really have.
I know.
Two very strong camps, and all of that hinges on where does your heart lie. If you are 1,000% out the door,
then this ain't going
to
help.
Probably not a good idea to go on the trip. Right. But if you are still kind of
kicking
not
the tires.
Sure and you're kicking the tires, then maybe go. And this is going to give you the clarity you need. Or it's going to be like, oh my gosh, I completely saw him in a different light. And he's really great. And I don't know how I didn't see it before.
Under the stress of international travel, I see him in a completely different light.
Yes! All right. It could be like The Bachelor. You know, they send him on all these fantasy dates, right?
Yeah.
It's all designed to help them fall in love. So then she'll go and she'll think she's in love, and she comes back to the real world and realizes that Mexico him is not the same like everyday him. There could be that, too.
All right. Well, hey, Jesse, there's a lot of things to think about.
That's
it's too
a lot
over.
To sit through. We just made a mess.
We did not really add much clarity to your situation, but we hope you keep us posted.
Trina's like, we could be each other's wingman. She wants to go and like be his wingman and try to hook up in Mexico with someone
All right.
else.
All right, Trina. We'll pass along your number.
I like her enthusiasm.
Okay. That's group therapy.